Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking. Thank you so much for joining me. I really appreciate it. It's a beautiful day. It's always a beautiful day, but this time it really is. It's a beautiful day in my head is what I mean. Hey, today is my 361st episode, and the title is, I'm bringing you the top 15 reasons that as a dentist, I'm thankful or grateful. Now, during this time of year, it's when we kind of count our blessings anyway, and so I thought it would be nice to give a list of the top 15 reasons why dentistry isn't like it used to be. Before we do, though, let me just want to make sure that we remember Pearl Harbor, which happened December 7th, 1941. This year is the 72nd anniversary of the Japanese bombing of Pearl Harbor, and it was it's what drew the United States into World War II, and 2,403 Americans were killed that day, and another 1,178 others were wounded. And so, you know, we want to give a shout out to our folks in the military, all of the folks in uniform that protect us on a regular basis. And it seems like the world is just as dangerous or more than it, as it was back then. All right, now we have this ongoing promotion where if you go to facebook.com, Dr. Kvitko, like us and write a comment detailing your favorite thing about Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Mine, by the way, is that we're a one-stop shop. And if you do that, you'll be entered to win a Crest Oral-B gift set. All right? So that is facebook.com/Dr. Kvitko. And Dr. Kvitko is spelled D-R-K-V-I-T-K-O. All right. Now, one thing I also want to mention is we are going to be changing our show time coming up in January, the first Sunday in January. We're going to be going in, we're going to be going earlier. We're also going to start a live video stream, so we'll give you more information about that, where you'll actually be able to log on to your computer and watch us do the show. So, let's see. Of the top 15 reasons that as a dentist I'm thankful, we're going to start with local anesthetic. All right, local anesthetic. It's funny because a lot of people say, well, I don't like needles. Well, you know, there was a time when we didn't have any way of numbing people, and actually it was like 1846, which was only about 170-some years ago. In fact, I was thinking about it, since Pearl Harbor was 73 years ago, it was only 100 years before that that we didn't even have local anesthetic. Now, we have, you know, all different kinds. We have kinds with epinephrine, kinds without epinephrine, kinds with no vasoconstrictor whatsoever. But the point is it looks like water. You know, it really does. It looks like water. And you can, we just inject this near the tooth, and lo and behold, you don't feel it. You get, they call it freezing in Canada. People say, yeah, I want my mouth frozen. But lo and behold, you can't feel it. And when the gentleman that invented it in 1846, when he first presented it to, or was using it, and people were actually laughing at him, thinking that, you know, this guy's crazy. He thinks he can inject some water next to a tooth and the people won't feel it. But it turns out it actually works. So for those of you that say, yeah, but I don't like needles, just think about what it would be like without the anesthetic completely. And of course, we do our very, very best to work to make sure that you don't even feel the needle. We have cetacaine, which is a topical anesthetic. You have, and there's two different ways. There's a spray, there's a gel. And we also have, I don't know, these tiny, tiny little needles. I don't even know how they get the hole in there. I really don't. I want to go to the factory where they make these things and see how you make a needle that tiny that has a hole in it. But anyway, so the reality is it's really not that bad. It really isn't. So that was the first one. The next one that I am thankful or grateful for as a dentist is laughing gas. Now, that's nitrous oxide oxygen combined, and it's very safe. Even people with cystic fibrosis can have it. I don't think anybody is allergic to it. I've never met anyone that is, never heard of an allergy to it. It isn't very profound, but it's certainly a lot of relaxation that it will give you. And it's very safe in the sense that our flow meters, our monitors, are designed to only the minimum amount of oxygen I can give you is 25%. And by the way, room air has between 19 and 21% of oxygen. So that makes it so safe. You're always getting more oxygen than you would be if you weren't on the laughing gas. And yet, it gives you that anxiety relief, and it kind of puts you in a little bit of another world. And some people kind of tap their finger or sing the song so that they know they're still aware. They're worried they're going to get a little too deep. But it's very, very hard to get too deep on nitrous. Some people, and by the way, it's called laughing gas, but I think I only have one patient that's ever actually laughed while we were doing it. It doesn't matter how good my jokes are, they just don't laugh. One patient, my son, when he was younger, he was the only one. He actually did laugh, and I thought he was making it up because it was his dad was the dentist, you know? And so I didn't say anything to him, and I slowly kind of turned around, and I would like turn the nitrous down a little bit, and he's still laughing. I mean, out loud, like he can't stop. I can't work on him because he's laughing so loud. And I reach back and I turn it down, and he's just still laughing. And then finally I get to a point where I turn it down a little more, and he stops laughing and goes, "Hey, what happened?" So I guess in him, it was the laughing gas that was doing it. So anyway, and it's a rubber mask that goes over your nose, and we have what's called an evacuation system that basically evacuates or sucks away the excess gas so I don't get it and my assistant doesn't get it. I guess you can imagine what would happen if we were in the room all day and we were getting sedated too. That would not be good. So we have that, and that keeps everybody safe. Another one that I'm thankful for, and, you know, another way of looking at this is why dentistry isn't like it used to be, is oral sedation. Now, ironically, I did laughing gas first, and I did IV sedation after. I did not do oral sedation until, I don't know, a decade or 15 years ago. It just wasn't even something I thought about doing. Maybe because pills are something you think of as something that your physician is going to give you, not your dentist, unless it's a pain pill. And so, but anyway, oral sedation is really cool because, first of all, if you're afraid of needles in the arm, I don't have to do that if I'm giving you oral sedation. I just give you a mixture of pills, and I tend to use a sedative. I mix in some pain medicine, and I include an anti-nausea drug because some people, actually a lot of people, their stomach will get upset when they ingest these kinds of drugs. And so by giving them the anti-nausea drug, we've alleviated that. We've eliminated that. It's pretty cool. So what we do is we have people come in. They come in a half hour before their appointment, and we will give them these drugs. We make sure they're not allergic, of course. Give them the drugs. We wait about 15 minutes, and then we escort them back to the treatment room. They're still doing fine, although they're a little bit rubber-legged. And we sit them in the dental chair, and then we turn on the nitrous oxide oxygen, the laughing gas, and we let them sit there for another 15 minutes. So now it's been 30 minutes since they first arrived, and now they are in la-la land. I mean, literally, you know, eyes closed most often, sometimes snoring. We put a little pulse oximeter on one finger so we can make sure we know how much oxygen they are receiving and that everything is cool in that regard. But what a way to have dentistry in a way that you don't even realize it's being done. And if you're worried about the noises, we offer people headphones so it blocks out the sound of the dental work, the drill, that sort of thing that we're doing. I mean, you still know you're in a dentist, but it's a whole lot better. And people are, you'd be amazed at just how happy they are and how, I don't know, how just pleasant they feel that it all went. And then I mentioned it a little bit, but another thing that I am thankful for is the ability to do intravenous sedation. There are just people that are so, so nervous, or the procedure is just so terrible, they're so much in pain that local anesthetic is going to kind of get them numb. Oral sedation is just not enough. Or there may be some kind of a management issue where they're challenged in some way and don't understand. That could be someone with a mental disability of some sort. And so we can sedate these folks, and sometimes, in some cases, they get the first exam, the first good exam they've ever had, the first set of x-rays they've ever had. We do this, we can do this for gaggers as well. And what I've had to do on several instances is wear a lead apron myself and stay in the room and just line up the x-rays and have my assistant outside the room push the button so we can get this wonderful full set of films where previously people weren't able to do it, and so therefore they didn't know they had cavities because they couldn't see the x-ray. They had no x-rays, or they were such bad x-rays you couldn't tell. Well, with IV sedation, we're able to take care of like the toughest case. I'm serious, the toughest case. And I did, Ted Williams, the homeless gentleman, Ted the Golden Voice Williams, and he is a tough case, but we were able to get everything done using IV sedation. And so it's just something that I don't know how I could practice without. And if you're one of those people that are just terrified of all of the things I've just said, you gag, whatever, you just, you know, you've had some bad experiences, check with us about having IV sedation. You'll love it. Okay, now soon we're going to do Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. But you may want to remember that my first four things that I was thankful for all have to do with patient comfort. They are local anesthetics like lidocaine, used for numbing, nitrous oxide oxygen, also known as laughing gas, oral sedation, and intravenous sedation. But first, I need you to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, and the question of the day is, my first four things to be thankful for all have to do with patient comfort. They are local anesthetic like lidocaine, nitrous oxide oxygen, also known as laughing gas, oral sedation, and intravenous sedation. Is that true? Is that a true statement? All right. The winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769. So go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Have dental insurance and haven't used it? Did you know your dental insurance expires December 31st? For little or no out-of-pocket cost, come in now for cleaning and x-rays in a comfortable, relaxing atmosphere. Quit throwing away your hard-earned money and schedule an appointment with Dr. Kvitko and Associates today.
Dentally Speaking is his talk show. Dr. Kvitko.
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Du hører på Dentally Speaking med Dr. Kvitko her på favorittstasjonen din, Sunny 95.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. A lot of people ask me if I'm accepting new patients. They know I've been practicing for 34 years, so they assume I'm not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. I do accept new patients. After all, if I'm doing my job correctly, I get my patients healthy, so all they need is routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. So that leaves me free to take care of you. So yes, I do accept new patients, and I would love to treat you, your family, and your friends. Give my office a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com. I'm back. We're doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day. Remember, the winner is going to receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist, delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. We have four callers on the line. We have Liz, Ann, Andy, and Sean, and I'm going to roll a little dice here. Looks like it is Liz. Hey, Liz, how are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Thank you for listening, first of all, and for calling in. And do you have the answer to Dr. Kvitko's question of the day?
I think so.
You think so?
What yeah.
is it? Is it true or false?
I think it's true.
It is true. Yep, everything had to do with patient comfort. lidocaine, oral sedation, nitrous oxide, and IV sedation. So, hey, what do you do for a living?
I am an occupational therapist.
Okay. Do you go into patients' homes?
Pardon me?
Do you go to their homes, patients' homes?
No, in the schools.
Oh, in the schools. Okay. My daughter's a physical therapist. It's similar, right?
Yes, very similar.
Okay. I think she's going to start doing some of those home visits and things. So.
Yeah, you can do it. You could work in many places.
That's
many
what I'm hearing. Yeah, you can do clinical. You can go in homes, schools, all kinds of cool stuff.
Yes.
All right, Liz. Well, hey, thank you for listening. Stay on the phone. We're going to get the information so we know where to send you those flowers, okay?
Okay, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Okay, so that we've talked about the first, four things that I'm thankful for. Let's go on to the next one. The next one is my Bluetooth-enabled precordial stethoscope. Now, what is that? What that is a little thing. It's a little like a bell, just like your stethoscope bell, that when the doctor listens to your breathing or listens to your heart. And we have a little sticky thing, and it tapes right on the person's, right by your voice box, right the little notch there, you know? If you just go right down in front of your neck, and you'll feel a little hole. We put it there. It hooks up to a wire that goes to this little emitter. And then I have a Bluetooth-enabled little thing in my ear, just like you see people talking on their cell phone with that thing in their ear. And then, and so I can listen then to a person's heart rate, and I can listen to their breathing while I'm working on them, and I can actually walk away up to 60 feet and still hear. Now, why is that important? It's important because it makes it safe. You know, If I'm working on somebody, and I did a mentally challenged patient just on Friday, and they drive her down from a center in, an hour and a half north, I'm trying to remember, Massillon or something. Anyway, I can tell, I hear every breath. I know that she is still breathing. We have the pulse oximeter. We have her hooked up to an EKG machine as well. But my first sign that something might be awry is when I listen to her breathe, if I hear her struggling. If I hear her having an issue with the next breath, I can tip her head back. I can look to see if there's an obstruction. I can stop, you know, pull her tongue out of the way. It's not a big surprise for me, you know. And when you know, most recently we had Joan Rivers, who passed away during a procedure. And what happened was is her oxygen supply was cut off. And I don't think they noticed it right away. They didn't notice it soon enough. And the same thing with Michael Jackson, although his was in his home and probably not appropriate to be doing that at home because they were using a general anesthetic drug. So the Bluetooth-enabled precordial stethoscope is just really cool, and it makes everything wonderfully safe. All right. The next thing would be dental implants. When I was in dental school, we had a term. It was actually in the textbooks. It was called a dental cripple. Obviously, times are changed. We don't use that word anymore, but it was in the textbooks. And what was it? It was somebody that had dentures, but over time, their bone would resorb. It would get smaller and smaller and smaller until they just couldn't wear dentures anymore. And if you can't wear dentures, we would label you, or they did at that time, a dental cripple. They couldn't even wear teeth. Well, now that doesn't happen because, first of all, we know when we take a tooth out, we need to pack bone in there and make sure the bone doesn't resorb. And then we come back after a few months and put an implant in and then a crown on top of that. And so people can have a full set of teeth when, in fact, they really have none of their own. But these kind don't even come out. Number 9, porcelain veneers and crowns. This is so cool because porcelain has changed over the years. It used to be we baked it over metal. And in order to do that, to make it look nice at all, you had to put an opaque layer. Well, the opaque was like chalky. And although they would put porcelain over the opaque, it would still show through and it would still look, didn't look very vibrant, didn't look like real teeth. And now we have porcelain that looks just like real teeth, better than real teeth. It's just something that we were just, you know, we were limited by our materials and no longer is that the case. I mean, I can do porcelain veneers that look, you know, just gorgeous. And used to be you could do a full set of crowns the old style and it wouldn't look gorgeous. It'd look okay, but it wouldn't look gorgeous. Now it does. Number 8. 6-month smiles, short-term ortho. There's several names for that, for the short-term orthodontics, but this one that I'm using is called 6-month smiles. What that means is we can straighten your teeth in 6 months on average. Honestly, most of mine I'm doing in about 4 months, a little less than 4. And I'm talking some really jacked up teeth. I'm serious. When we do live streaming, I'll put up some, I'll show you some before and after. And actually, you could go to drkavitko.com and be able to actually see some befores and afters. So see what you think. It's really cool. And it's great for adults who don't want braces for 2 or 3 years or even longer. Okay, number 7 is my cone beam scanning machine. This is something that's relatively new to us. This technology is very interesting because in one 14-second scan, it takes something like 500 images, and we're able to, once we have this image, we can manipulate it. I can take my mouse, and I can slide through, and I can see every little section of a root, of the side of the crown of the tooth, and I can look for cracks. I can see abscesses that we don't know are there, including on regular dental x-rays. We don't even know they're there. And so we've had a couple people who we were considering for implants, which is one primary reason for using this machine. And it's like, okay, well, yeah, we have enough bone to make an implant, put an implant here, or we don't have enough bone. We'll have to do a bone graft first. But by the way, you have an abscess here, meaning like maybe it had a root canal, but the root canal is failing. It has an infection. And now we know. They would not have known without that. Number 6, I'm working our way down. Number 6 is x-rays, and even better, my digital x-rays and photos. So the x-rays have gotten so high-tech now. They're all done by a computer, and we can enlarge them. We can change the back shadowing. We can change the contrast. We can see things with, it's 1/11th the amount of radiation that you would normally find on the old-style x-rays, the kind where your dentist has a little tiny film, he'd hold it up to the light and say, "You see that?" And of course, you'd nod your head yes, but you didn't really see it, right? And so, compared to those, it's 1/11th the amount of radiation, except it gives us all kinds of extra information. And then digital photos, I mean, I've got a camera that is literally more narrow than my index finger, and I have small hands. I have hands about the size of a lot of women, and this camera is smaller than that. And so we take pictures of every tooth, and I can see cracks, I can see broken fillings, I can see things that I wouldn't normally see, and so it allows us to be more thorough. And that way we can catch things when they're little, because guess what? When you catch it when it's small, it's cheaper. It's cheaper to do a little filling than it is to do a root canal or a crown or both. So, okay, we've covered already 10 of these things, and I think we're trying to stay on track because, as you can imagine, there's a lot to this show. But we do have to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kvitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
אתם מאזינים למדברים על שיניים עם דוקטור קוויטקו כאן בתחנת הרדיו האהובה עליכם.
Here at Dr. Kvitko and Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call us 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkvitko@aol.com.
Hi, this is Mary Jane with Dr. Kvitko and Associates. Have a family member or friend that's terrified of the dentist? Did you know that Dr. Kvitko and Associates specializes in comfort dentistry? Have them call now to schedule a virtually pain-free dental experience.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kvitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
I know you're lying.
All right, when we start the video streaming, which is scheduled to be January 4th, you're going to be seeing us like bopping in the studio because we just can't help it when we hear those songs. All right, so we are down to, okay, so if you're just joining us, what we're doing is we are talking about the top 15 things that I'm thankful for, which, and another way of saying that, is 15 reasons why the dental office is not like you remember, especially if you haven't been in several years. All right, so number 5, as we're counting down from 15, is my televisions on the ceiling and how much kids absolutely love them. Okay, so we have a TV, two TVs, and adults love them too, I'm finding out. We have two televisions at every dental chair, one off to your left when you're sitting upright, and then when we lay you back to do the dentistry, there's one on the ceiling. It actually took me over a year to figure out the right mounting bracket, the right size screen, you know, where it was going to be so it didn't look like it was going to fall on your head, but you could still see it. And we have it tethered so in the event that something terrible like a bolt coming loose does happen, it cannot fall on the patient. You know, there's lots that goes into that. And so we had to engineer that and we did a couple tests. But anyway, I'll tell you what, with little kids, or all kids, it used to be, you've been there. You come to the dentist, and the dentist, they're all like really nice and happy. And it's like, well, now we're going to give you a ride in the magic chair. And look at Mr. Thirsty. Look at how he drank that cup of water. And you had all these, you know, cute sayings that you would use. Well, once I got the TVs and I was still doing that, I noticed the kids weren't paying attention to anything I was saying. They were just mesmerized by the TV. Their eyes are wide open. And guess what? Their mouth is wide open too, which is really cool. They just lay back and their eyes and mouth go wide open. And it's like, well, now I can work on them. And I swear when we get done, they don't even know that they don't feel like they've had a dental appointment. I don't even think they know we were there. It's just, and then if their show's not over when we're finished, we say, hey, if you want to stick around and keep watching, go for it. So we'll just let them finish their show and then we'll use the room later. Okay, now, number 4 of 15 is my BioLase WaterLase, my laser. Now, I've had it since, I think, 2007 or 2008. And the cool thing about this is I can do gum surgery without having to cut, meaning I don't have to use a scalpel blade anymore. And so that means there's none or very little bleeding. We can also use the laser to do small cavities so there'd be no drilling. And we do that on little cavities or kids, you know, people that we are kind of nervous and we just want to let them give that a try. It makes it like a little tick, 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 tick sound, you know, and you hear it and it sprays water. So it's not like it's silent because people have said for years, if you could just come out with a silent drill, you know, we'd all be happy. But I don't think that's ever going to happen where we can actually work on teeth silently. But we can crank the headphones up. We can use the laser sometimes. And you know what? The other cool thing about this laser is when we do full mouth gum surgery, full mouth gingivectomies, it used to mean we had to cut every tooth, the gum around every single tooth. And you know, you have to do things like that. But the results were always like a little unnatural, a little lumpy. And so we had to, but when you do it with a laser, it's like the gums get shrink wrapped around the teeth. They look just like they did, but they're healthy now. It's really, really neat. And so a laser. These are kind of some of the things that, you know, I'm thankful for, but you're going to be thankful for too. Okay, number 3, and we're running out of time, so I'm going to have to be fast. My Cirrac CAD/CAM same day crown machine. This thing is really cool. I mean, everything's cool. I just, you know, it's so neat. Most of what I do, I didn't learn in dental school because none of this stuff was there. But this will, we prepare your tooth for a crown. We numb you. We prepare your tooth for a crown. Then we take a camera that's about the size of my finger. It's not a little smaller like the other one. And we just hold it over the tooth for, I don't know, 20, 30 seconds. It takes images. And then we hold it over the opposing arch. If we're doing lower, we're going to film the upper two. And then we have you bite down and just kind of film the side there. Kind of, what does it look like from the side? And then it gathers all the information. It creates a virtual model, a virtual crown. We push a button. Your crown is carved out of a solid block of porcelain in another room. We try it in, make sure it flosses, make sure it fits, the bite's good. We bake it and then come back and cement it. You don't have to have a temporary. One day in, out, you're done. It's really special. And no more temporaries coming off because you don't have them. Okay? And as we're working our way down, number 2 on my list, and I'm trying to do this like David Letterman, although he does 10, I couldn't fit it in 10. Is my wonderful staff, because without my team, I would not be able to do any of this. Literally, I would not be able to do any of this. Think about it. If you walked in the office and nobody greeted you, or you walked in the office and the wastebasket was overflowing with trash, you'd probably leave. But because I have a wonderful staff, everything is just right. The reception room is in good shape. You get greeted with a kind of face-friendly face and a smile by Kristen. Desiree works on your insurance. Mary Jane helps you out with finances, and my dental assistants get you back, and everything is all about patient comfort. Lastly, not lastly, but most importantly, my patients. I'm so thankful for my wonderful patients, and I'm so happy that I do what I do. And if you are coming to us now, thank you so much. And if you're not, we'd be happy to treat you. We are out of time. Thank you so much. Please join me next Sunday and every Sunday right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
This is Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.